This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The second juz has around 4 pages dedicated to a very interesting topic, and that is the change in the direction of the Qibla. The change from Jerusalem, from Baytul Maqdis to Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We have seen your face looking up to the heavens. We've seen you wanting to change the direction of the Qibla. And so from now on, we're going to face you, we're going to send you in a direction that you love. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Go ahead and turn your face towards Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. And this is a very, very significant juncture in the seerah. Why? Because for 13 years, the Muslims would face Baytul Maqdis. They would face the Qibla of Jews and Christians. They would face the Qibla of the faiths before them, and that is Jerusalem. Then, and of course, the Prophet, as we know from the seerah, that he would, of course, use the Kaaba as a middle, that he would face the Kaaba, and then he would only pray towards the wall that was the opposite of Jerusalem. So it's as if he has two birds with one stone. He's facing the Kaaba and he's facing Jerusalem. However, when you go to Medina, Jerusalem is up north and the Kaaba is down south. So you have to turn your back to Mecca and then you're facing Jerusalem. And our Prophet ﷺ, he wanted to face the original Qibla. He wanted to face the Qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so for 2.5 pages, Allah is talking about this issue of the change of Qibla. And it is a very significant moment of the seerah. Why? Because by the announcement of changing the Qibla, Islam is coming to age. Islam is now being given its independence. Yes, the roots of Islam are in Judaism and Christianity, meaning the line of prophets. Yes, the roots of the theology of Islam, they go back all the way to Jerusalem. There is a continuity, and our Prophet ﷺ is coming at the end of a long line of many, many biblical prophets. There has been no prophet since Jesus until our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And Jesus is at the end of many dozens of prophets that came from the time of Moses up until Jesus, non-stop, continuously. There had been a whole series of prophets that the Old Testament talks about and the New Testament references. And then our Prophet ﷺ comes and he is proclaiming the message of those prophets. And he is saying, I am following their footsteps. But even as he's following their footsteps, the faith is not Judaism, nor is it Christianity. It has to come to its own. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so now turn your face away. It is not just a symbolic move. It is not just a move that is demonstrating that Islam is coming to its own fruition, but it is also demonstrating a very beautiful point. And that is, listen to this carefully. Islam is breaking away. The original Qibla for before the coming of the Prophet was Jerusalem, but the original before Jerusalem was Mecca. Mecca was the base before Ishaq and Yaqub established Jerusalem. Their grandfather, their father, Ibrahim, established Mecca. And so Islam is indeed continuous, yes, but Islam is the original. Islam is the real deal. Islam is the orthodoxy that all the other faiths really seek. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, go ahead now and turn your face towards the Qibla. فَأَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you are in the world, then face Mecca. And that is why Mecca has become the global symbol of the Ummah. Wherever they are, they turn and they face towards Mecca. But Allah Azza wa Jalla also reminds us in this section of verses, verse 177, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in all of this, after 2 pages, 3 pages of telling us, face Mecca, wherever you go, face Mecca, then Allah says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Don't get so involved in the legal issues of which direction is Mecca, east and west. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Whichever direction you are in, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True righteousness is not just in observing the outer law. It's not just in following the letter of the law. There is something beyond this. Yes, the letter of the law is important. Yes, if Allah says X, we do X. But there's always a higher purpose. There's always something more than this. Do not just implement the law and neglect all other things as well, because that is a type of fanaticism, that ultra-literalism, where people only worry about what the text says without understanding the implications, that is a problem. So Allah says in verse 177, righteousness is not does not consist of turning your face east or west. No, true righteousness is what? Is he who believes in Allah and the last day and the angels and the scriptures and the prophets. He who gives his money, even though he loves it, to the relatives, to the near, to the orphans, to the needy, to the homeless, to the beggars, for the freeing of the slaves. He who offers the prayers, gives the zakah. He who fulfills his promise whenever he promises. He who is patient in the face of perseverance, of persecution, of hardship, in the time of conflict. Those people, Allah says, are the real sincere people. And those people are the ones who are pious. This is a powerful verse. Yes, indeed, we have to live up to what the law says. But let us not lose the religion in the law. The law is a part of the religion, but the religion is more than just the laws. And so Allah is saying, don't become just obsessed with which direction is the Qibla, and then that is it. The Qibla is one aspect. Go ahead and face the Kaaba, but then Islam is more than just that. So, you know, there's this supposed conflict between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. For Muslims, we emphasize both. And if any group amongst us emphasizes one to the laxity of the other, emphasizes one while ignoring the other. And by the way, we do have these extremist strands in our faith tradition where sometimes people emphasize the law and they forget the spirit. And then we have the other group that they emphasize the spirituality and they neglect the law. And both of these are wrong. And the Quran is very clear in this regard.
ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلي